We back.
We're back, dude. I'm excited to hear about this.
As promised, dude. Yeah, so apparently the Clinton Foundation's on fire.
Why?
Well, there's been some...
Did the Washington Post finally get all your packages?
They might have, dude.
All the dossiers you've been sliding around.
Dude, someone did unleash... Well, I mean, you don't even need the dossier.
You've had a hard-on for the Clinton Foundation though, since the first YouTube video you saw of the Clinton Foundation.
I just don't like... I don't like how everyone was behind Hillary. That fucking pissed me off so bad.
The first inkling of information... The little bit of information you got about...
Oh, my God.
You literally have not... There hasn't been a day that goes by.
I didn't even watch Clinton Cash, just knowing he exists. I was like, perfect.
There hasn't been a day that has gone by that you haven't at least one point been like, fucking Clinton Foundation.
I fucking hate the Clintons, dude. Dude, so check this out, right? Hillary Clinton gets appointed secretary. She runs for Democratic presidential nomination in, I believe that was 07? No, 08. Appointed secretary of state, right? Clinton Foundation money goes from, between 04 and 08, goes from $50 million to like $250 million when she gets appointed Secretary of State. Then while in Secretary of State, goes up to $300 million, right? She steps down from Secretary of State in 2012. And then when she's going to start running again for Democratic presidential candidate, or drops when she steps down, then goes back up to like $325 million when she was running against Trump. Dude, when she lost the election in 2016, back in 2017, the money that was going to the foundation dropped back to $50 million. It skyrocketed $200 million while she was in office. So the allegations are that she was running like a pay-to-play or like a quid pro quo thing. And there's the fucking number. They're just the outside numbers without even going through the internal dossiers.
Yeah.
Which is like every time she gets into office, the fucking money comes in like crazy. And when she leaves, it dips. And then when she finally lost, it like totally plummeted.
Trump finally fucking put the nail in the coffin.
Dude, I mean, it's horrible. But they're like, apparently like a bunch of people are coming through or coming forward and being like, yeah, like we bullshit around. So what I'm hoping is that we can kind of capitalize for the Patreon. You know, if there's people out there that don't like, if there's any Saudi princes that don't know where to put their money, it's like.
We could be a foundation.
Yeah, I'll do quid pro quo, dude. I don't know what
we'll
it is.
We'll do whatever it takes.
A little pay to play, dude.
We'll help you pass legislation in Africa.
Yeah, dude. I'll go down there and be like, yo, let these fucking guys
we'll fucking
drill down here.
Rebuild Haiti.
For sure, dude.
If there's a natural disaster, we should set up a fund.
That'd be tight.
And just fucking pocket it.
That's what I'm telling you. They're getting busted. But again, it could be Trump propaganda.
It's Trump propaganda.
I definitely think the numbers are there. They're real. The Clinton Foundation was fucking pay to play all day, but Trump's in the fucking storm. I don't know if he's the storm anymore, dude.
Trump is
coming for his fucking head.
Yeah.
Every day there's like a new thing where like we're a step closer. This guy's leaving. Like they must be. They're crushing.
Did you see
him.
His tweet like 2 days ago about Rex Tillerson?
No.
He was like Rex Tillerson. He was talking about. Fuck, I forget who he has now. He's like they're doing a great job. Rex Tillerson was dumb as a fucking. He didn't say fucking. He was like he was as dumb as a brick, and I couldn't get him to do anything.
And lazy as hell.
Yeah,
I heard about
dumb
that.
As a brick and lazy as hell. Rex Tillerson was like, "What the fuck, man? This guy's fucking problem."
I know.
Well, it's almost like he shits on them so that when they come after him, which maybe he was going to,
yeah,
people can be like, "Yeah, he's just mad.
He's just dumb and lazy.
He's just mad." Well, not that he's dumb and lazy, but it's like, well, you mad, bro?
Yeah, you got scorn.
You're trying to come out. Coming out the dog because he called you what you were.
Well, he crushed, who's the guy, Macron, the guy from France? France is in complete turmoil right now.
That's what all the Trump propaganda is telling me, that France is in full-on Viva Revolution.
I mean, they're definitely fucking...
They're breaking out the geese, dude. They're breaking out the guillotines.
No, they're breaking out the fucking...
Yellow vests.
Yellow vests.
The minion vests.
They have their safety vests, and they're just like, all they're doing is chucking tear gas back at cops, like throwing rocks at cops and shit. And apparently Trump tweeted the French president was like, nice going. Yeah, glad to see your economic policies working out so great. You should probably lower taxes like I did. Everything's going. He totally was like, you suck. But apparently that guy's going to get – they think they're going to oust him as president. They're going to make
Macron.
Him step down. Macron kind of fucked it pretty
well,
bad.
Well, yeah, I mean they're rioting, I guess, apparently.
And he's nowhere to be seen during the whole time. Apparently he like – fucking took to the shadows.
He's hiding in the palace at Versailles.
Yeah.
They're going to behead him, dude. I hope they behead him. That'd be sick.
Yeah, it was funny. I was talking to my brother about that, and he was just like, dude, I thought French people just like eat baguette. He's like, I know nothing about French people. I didn't know they're that fucking... I know they're all real ones, dude.
They are real as fuck.
Yeah, man. They love revolution.
Everybody's always like, yeah, they surrendered. Nah, dude, they fucking... They wild out.
Yeah,
they fought hard. Anybody would have surrendered.
They just like fighting each other, which is fair.
No, they fucking... No, they fight. Were there Napoleon took over fucking everything.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, they were wild, dude. They were the Gauls. Historically, they were the Gauls.
Forgot about Napoleon, yeah.
Napoleon wild out. World War One, they fucking wilded out.
True.
World War Two, they took the fucking, they got their ass beat, but then they hung around. They had some resistance.
They said, yeah, but dude, apparently it's not looking good for those guys right now.
Vietnam, they were cracking skulls. They had fucking.
They went down to Vietnam?
They started Vietnam. Hmm? We came in to fucking, after.
In what world? Why were the French, was that like a French colony?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, buddy. But that's sick. You called that guy.
Yeah, dude. You know.
If you're going to talk shit like that.
I'm going to call him every day till he gives me an answer. I might roll. I have his fucking office. I might roll up and be like, bro, what's good?
Yeah, just
that. You know how easy it would be for me to get a bunch of fucking dudes from Kensington and be like, guys, here's what we're doing today. We're going to go to this motherfucker's address, bro. Talk shit. I'm going to show up just like the Haitians do to Hillary Clinton. Same thing.
What do they do?
The Haitians roll up on Hillary Clinton all the time.
Damn, that sucks for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, dude.
Just Haitians bothering you all the time because of the atrocities you committed. Yeah.
I mean, that is quite the enemy, dude.
Fuck.
And people from Haiti coming up and protesting you. I was like, what the fuck are they so mad about? And you're like, don't look into
don't
it.
Don't even ask.
Don't look into it. It's so fucked up. Don't look into it.
Yeah.
Also, too, I mean, that would be. That
I wonder how true all that Clinton Foundation stuff is.
I mean, dude, if you have Haitians coming in fucking.
The Haitians, maybe they got tricked online. I don't know.
You think they read about it?
If you were Haitian. You'd be pissed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. If you read about that, you'd be ticked.
No, they were fucking, their family called them and was just like, bro.
Yeah.
She fucking fucked my kids. And you're like, what? Like, what should I do? And like, I don't know, dude. Go fucking, here's her address. Go fucking
go yell at her.
Go fucking scream at her. It's probably a bunch of dudes with belts, dude, ready to fucking slap her, dude. They're probably.
Yeah, I don't, what were some of the crimes, allegedly?
There was a. So allegedly there was a where the place was affected by all like the earthquakes and all that shit that hit it. There was a textile mill built in the part that wasn't affected and like no one ever fixed any of the shit.
Yeah. They just went down and built factories with the money.
They built factories with the money on the parts that weren't affected. And then there was people in trucks who would just pull up, who would just literally drive around then fly away. And then like apparently they looked in the Clinton Foundation. They were just billing the Clintons like. We did survey, and they never built anything in the places where they did. Apparently, they just didn't build that much shit, and for all the money, it doesn't add up. Allegedly.
Oh, that's it? I thought there was darker
and then,
shit.
And then a Clinton aide was caught smuggling children out of Haiti. And then people were like, what the fuck are you doing? And then the Clinton's like, no, she's cool.
Why do they love kids?
I don't know, dude. It's
I don't think they love kids. I think the conspiracy is that the elites are fucking kids.
I think the elites do fuck kids, though.
I think that's always been a peasant's mindset about the elites, you know?
Yeah.
It's always been a very dumb peasant mind.
It is.
Like, they're fucking kids, although Epstein's temple didn't really help.
Epstein
they
was...
They kind of found the temple.
Epstein, the problem is that... Yeah, it is funny, though, because there is a lot of folklore, but Epstein was, in fact, fucking kids, and there was, like, a bunch of
right,
super
but
rich
but we do
dudes.
Say kids. Come on.
13-year-olds.
All right, that's pretty young.
That's pretty young.
That's young.
Dude. And like the
that's very negligible.
Super high profile peeps were chilling with this dude. There's no way he was like secretly just trafficking young sniz, and he just had these friends who weren't cool with it, and he was like, "Well, I'm just not gonna tell them about this."
Yeah. They don't need to know about kids.
Yeah.
That I have in this.
Whatever. I don't know.
Who knows?
I'm on a whole other wave anyway, bro.
What's the wave?
I'm fucking nothing.
What's the fucking wave?
Constant misery, dude.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. That's the sickest wave.
Nothing funnier to me than when I came out and I was like, guys, oh my God, Hillary Clinton just got 107 electoral votes. Just kidding. You're next comedian. And everyone was just like, God damn it.
Dude.
Dude, watching people's faces, they pull their phones out. I'm like, nah, I'm just kidding. She's losing. Anyway, blah, blah, dude.
Oh. Dude, I just
saw.
Because you'd be in jail. They just, some fucking Haitian dude just killed himself before he fucking. Yeah, dude.
For what? Wait, what the fuck are you talking about?
A Haitian, I don't know, I'm drunk.
A Haitian right. just killed
so
himself.
So a Haitian man.
Yeah.
Who was pretty high up in Haiti.
Okay.
When the Clinton Foundation was down there restoring Haiti.
Oh, apparently, they butt-fucked Haiti.
Yeah, right. Apparently, he was supposed to testify against the Clinton Foundation,
and he
killed himself in Miami this week.
Huh.
like a week before his testimony.
Really?
Against the Clinton Foundation.
Dude.
Sneaky, sneaky boys. I also found out today, thanks to real news, not fake news, that old Obama is talking to the Iranians trying to get dirt on the Trumpski.
While he's... You saw the whole thing about Don Jr., dude.
What's Don Jr. up to?
He said there's a Russian that came up to him and they had like earth-shattering revelations about the Clinton family. But they've been doing this to each other now for a while. The Clintons and all those guys being like, we have absolute proof Trump colluded. We're going to release it.
I can't stand it.
They keep saying they're going to release these big bombs on each other, and no one does.
What could possibly be the collusion? Here's what really fucking annoys me about this, is like, if Russia interfered with our election by exposing democratic crime...
Yeah.
I don't know if I have a real... If all they did was expose the fact that they destroyed Bernie and let Hillary win on purpose?
Yeah.
Is that what it was? I don't know.
Yeah, they're saying they weakened the public's perception of Hillary by helping WikiLeaks. That's what they said they did.
I have no idea but what the problem is.
It's also who's more prone to fucking bomb Russia? Obama let them fucking... invade
Ukraine.
He drew the red line and totally was like, never mind.
Yeah.
But it's also, dude, like
the Trump dog, dude.
What the fuck these guys are up to is hilarious.
Well, that's what I was gonna say earlier, is like, if you post any political meme or website, or if you repost a political article, you're a retard.
Yeah.
Liberal or conservative.
Yeah.
Chances are you're a retard.
Oh yeah.
They made propaganda for you.
Yeah.
And you're so fucking dumb.
You're like, finally.
That you found it and were like, this seems like a legit website. I'll repost this and be like, thanks, Trump.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you're just as fucking stupid as every aunt and uncle during the Obama administration that was like, thanks a lot, Obama.
Yeah.
You're just as fucking fat and white and dumb. You're just a fat fucking retard.
It's true.
I'm talking to one person right now.
Oh, that's so fucking funny. I don't care about politics.
I don't know anything about it.
I'm more into the human side of it, to where, like, when they'll blame, they'll be like, well, Russia, like Putin, how come so many of your political enemies end up dead? And he just straight up said, like, coming from a country who's have had presidents assassinated.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, man. Basically, he's like, shit happens.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, okay, next question.
People hear things they shouldn't hear, and they have to...
I mean, dude, Hillary Clinton has... The two people supposed to testify against Hillary Clinton, their fucking house exploded. George Bush Sr.
Is that true?
Yes. Bush Sr., the Clinton body count.
Dude, you're my Fox News, just so you know. I don't watch anything, so I'm dependent on you for
I just
always.
Go off of the internet.
You gotta watch that. You gotta watch that. It's dangerous.
George Bush Sr.'s
CIA?
The guy, what's a cardiologist, his heart doctor, just got killed in a bicycle-to-bicycle drive-by shooting. That guy rides his bicycle every day to work. Someone pulled up on a bicycle, shot him 3 times, pedaled away. No one knows why.
His cardiologist?
But George Bush Sr.'s in-home, like, the guy, the cardiologist that comes and sees him or whatever. Dude, the old Bush in the wheelchair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His cardiologist just got shot.
That's because he sexually harassed all those women.
Who, his cardiologist?
No. Senior. He was grabbing butts.
That's nothing, dude.
Finally, the feminist took control.
Please, dude.
Oh, yeah, got on a Huffy and executed his cardiologist.
He helped set up the JFK assassination, but, dude, the guy, it's just weird. My cardiologist isn't going to get shot on a drive-by bicycle shooting out in, like, the suburbs of Texas.
Yeah.
You're in an affluent neighborhood pedaling your bike, and some dude pulls up on a bicycle right on the way to work.
Yeah, he knows your route.
Pop, 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 runs away.
Yeah, that's
no robbery. That shit happens all the time, dude. It's bizarre.
This is great watching you listen to him talk.
I'm telling you.
Because I want to believe it.
You're the dude
when somebody tells me something,
CIA.
I'm like, I want to believe that. Yeah.
You're the dude who started the CIA, and your heart doctor and a bunch of other people connected to you just get killed randomly. It's like, it's bizarre.
It certainly is.
Strange.
It certainly is.
It is.
I agree.
What if bullets just ripped through this fucking room right now?
That's how the CIA got all into, like, smuggling drugs and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. That's Bill Clinton was, they were flying all the cocaine. They were flying all the cocaine into Arkansas. The CIA was flying, and they were sending weapons back to the Sandinistas.
Yeah.
That's all documented.
Did you ever see?
It was fucking Bill Clinton was the governor allowing all this shit to happen. Meanwhile, crooked Hillary's pulling the strings behind the
scenes. Did you see that?
Dude, I'm telling you, watch this fucking thing.
The Tom Cruise movie's about that.
Yeah.
It just came out. It's about how he got hired by the CIA to fly drugs and ammunition. Well, he would fly cocaine back, and then when he would return, he would bring back a ton of ammunition.
Pablo Escobar, yeah.
And then he would fly back Sandinistas to Arkansas.
They trained him in fucking Arkansas.
What?
Yeah.
It's fact. It's none of this is even
disputable. Fact. It's a fucking Hollywood movie now.
Yeah. I have to check that out. I don't fucking know.
Tom Cruise's character, the CIA doesn't know that he's like Pablo Escobar. Yeah. Is like, we need you to bring weapons back to us, or we'll kill you. And he's like, okay, I guess got to fly weapons back now. So the movie, the CIA wouldn't know just about be the like, weapons.
Yeah,
the CIA definitely looked at the script. They're like, hey, yeah, this part,
yeah.
I want to fix this. Well,
the CIA owns Fox News. They probably
they don't own Fox. Fox News is owned by military intelligence, dude.
Oh, who owns? What does CIA own? CNN.
Pretty much all the other ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Operation Mockingbird.
They probably control the studio that made that movie.
Well, they're the way it all comes down to that Operation Mockingbird thing.
Yeah.
To where like they had a Senate hearing, I guess it is, being like, do you guys are you paying people to work inside of the press? And the guy literally looks at his lawyer and goes, I'd like to handle that in the private discussion, thank you. And they do it twice. Like, do you pay news medias? And he was like, I'd like to take that in the private session, thank you. So they definitely fucking did it. Because you ever see the thing where
you should just say no if you didn't.
Say no. Yeah. Just why, dude? Just be like, no.
Also, it's weird to be like, can we chat later? Dude? I know.
Yeah. In hearing, be like, yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Or he just walks up and is like,
or he's like, no, dude, fucking, and then winks at him. He's like, just chill for a second.
Like, you're on camera, sir. He's like.
It sounds wildly conspiratorial, but to me it sounds wild to be like, no, we've just been run by good boys all this time, and everyone's looking out. Dude, if you give me unfettered access to, like, money, running areas, I'm going to become a corrupt,
I'll be a bad guy.
Psycho,
you're
dude,
corrupt
like
with
I'm
the
corrupt
little,
with little
patch
bit
of
that
land.
I got.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got a fucking apartment, you're corrupt. And so, now you're using the fucking media. You got media now.
Dude,
you
you're running your media. Yeah.
And he does have, like, within the people, our fan base, a strong contingent is, like, real supportive of Matt. Like,
oh, I'm sure.
Like, real,
I'm sure.
Like, shut the fuck up, Shane. Matt knows what he's talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah.
This is our first cast, dude, since... Is this our first October cast? Yeah.
It is. Holy
very
fuck.
Very spooky in here,
oh,
dude.
My God. I was in Home Depot and I saw all the decorations, dude. They were...
Did you get spooked out?
I actually, there was one that's like, I can't explain it other than doing the thing. It was just like this big spooky silhouette man that had like a little fingers like this. And I stood next to it and went like that. And Brittany's like, what are you doing? I was like, I don't know.
You posed like you were taking a picture?
I tried to be spooky. No, I tried to just be like, look that.
You were
like,
trying to be spooky to your girlfriend.
I was trying to be spooky next to the spooky inflatable thing. And she was just like, all right, dude.
You couldn't match its spookiness.
There's no way.
What do you think the most spooky thing is about Halloween?
He's just laughing in the true. Background.
What do you think the most spooky thing is?
Definitely the those little like decorations. You walk by the skeletons and have the fucking red glowing eyes. He goes, meh. That's so spooky, dude.
Yes, dude. The cast is back,
the cast
baby.
Is back in full force.
Oh man, what yeah. It was a cool weekend though. I went out to the desert for the first time. I never saw that. That was cool to see.
I predicted you're going to be in the desert. Remember I said that? You're going to drink like how Jim Morrison goes into the desert.
Oh yeah, he said
like,
that last.
Drinking up 30
last
fucking,
yeah, dude.
You drank a bunch of Miller Lights and fucking.
I had a Monster Energy drink and a fucking Jack's Lynx and fucking saw Donald Trump in the Mirage. And he was like, "What you're doing is cool. Keep it up. It's really sweet." He's like, "Don't worry, Kavanaugh's gonna get in." I was like, "Hell yeah!"
He's already sworn in.
Kavanaugh's the best, dude.
Dude, I can't.
How do you feel about Kavanaugh right now? You fucks with him?
Someone just asked me this. Well, I don't fucks with Kavanaugh because he helped author the Patriot Act, which I'm not a fan.
You're
of.
Very anti-Patriot Act.
Don't like
I
it.
I appreciate that.
However, dude, that situation. I mean, I'm hearing it from so many people. Like fucking Kavanaugh, this country's fucked. It's like, again, dude, I bring it up all the time. This is the same situation the Clintons were under. Bill. Multiple rape allegations.
Yeah, except real rape allegations.
Like, yeah, like not,
not
even
just
like,
a high school sleeper hold.
No.
He tried to give her the cross face.
Yeah, not
crippler.
A high school
he got drunk.
Not a fucking, he didn't fall on a girl drunk and be like, and try to kiss her. I'm talking Bill Clinton, like, grabbing ass in the Oval Office and be like, I'm gonna fuck your fucking, like, he had serious, he had like literal rape allegation, sexual assault, and the girls also said that Hillary try to bully them into silence by hiring private investigators.
How much do you like the Clintons?
Not very much, dude. I don't like them.
Who do you like more, Cavadog or Bill Clinton?
I don't like either of them.
If you had to pick, if there were two limos, Clintons were in one, Cavadog was in the other one, which one explodes?
I'd let the Clinton. No, you know what? I'd let Kavanaugh's limo explode, and I'd meet the Clintons, dude, and I'd deal with them myself.
You're personally threatening the Clintons on a. Is that what you're doing? Are you personally threatening?
I would say I'd deal with them. I'm saying I wouldn't do anything.
What do you mean deal with them?
Hillary knows what I mean. Yeah, you'll see.
What are you doing?
I treat them like one of their own bodyguards, dude.
What's that mean?
You say like 50 of their bodyguards have died. So now I'm slandering with no basis. And
this is good stuff.
But no, a lot of times people be like, well, you can't tie Hillary to what her husband did. I'm like, but she's married to a fucking rapist, dude. Like, yeah, okay. Maybe she didn't rape the chicks, but like if I was out raping chicks, dude, and someone was like, yo, Shane, you're fucked up for having this podcast with Matt, I'd be like, yeah, fair point.
For sure.
Well, don't blame me for what he does. It's like, yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, but a podcast isn't as serious as the institution of marriage. Podcast is a much deeper bond.
Yeah, I mean.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, they just found, they're like Lady and the Tramp and babies, dude. They're fucking just like arm and leg, like.
Slurping it up.
People don't realize, it drives me nuts that they don't realize the organized crime element of the two political parties. They're fucking criminal. They're criminals with unfettered access to resources, and they can do whatever they want. And they're watching the polls. They're like, Republicans are winning in the polls. And they're like, fuck, man, how do we beat this? They have all kinds of PR campaigns. They have people they can pay in the news to put stories out. You don't think they rigged up a couple fucking pieces of junk and they're like, yeah, a little bomb time, dude, a little bomb gate. It's like,
who do you think the Democratic?
I don't rule it out. Everyone, that's the thing, too, where it's like, I've read the thing about that guy, the fucking lad who was busted. They're hitting all these keywords. Like, they would show kind of tweets he would send. Like, he's a conspiracy theorist. And it's like, okay. This guy could be some crackpot who definitely did that.
Yeah.
But I'm 50-50. It's either a crackpot who did that or it's a political thing that they organized and were like, let's do it for this.
Trump daddy hinted at that.
He hit bomb quotation marks.
Did you see that?
He hit bomb quotation. I didn't see him say it. I saw.
Well, he recently tweeted that he was like, the Republicans were winning.
I saw that tweet.
And he's like, and now this, huh?
I mean, dude.
Trump daddy was in on your conspiracy.
My thing is, when people automatically dismiss that as like, oh my God, please. It's like, well, I don't think you understand the people who are at the top of the political parties and what they're willing to do to get their people in. So if you're just that was one guy.
You did say last week that you were going to take care of the Clintons.
Oh, shit, dude. I might get fucking, they literally,
you
dude,
said
I might,
you were going to take care of the Clintons.
Oh, my God.
And then a week later,
did.
There's some bombs
oh my God.
Mailed to the Clintons and to Soros. And I was like, dude, did fucking McCusker try to build bombs?
I might get fucking, that's true. Mine would not work.
I mean, hopefully our listenership slows down a little bit.
God,
it's growing,
dude,
at an enormous pace.
I could be under surveillance right now.
Probably.
Fuck.
The shit you say?
Fuck,
you're under,
dude,
surveillance of your girlfriend, for sure.
I am under.
She's
fucking
tracking you.
Yeah,
she's going to hop in and be like, what'd you say about Soros?
Yeah, dude. I forgot all about that. My thing is, when people automatically dismiss that as like, oh, don't be ridiculous. It's like, so you assume these people who are gunning for these like big political powerful positions aren't going to resort to like wild, crazy criminal shit? It's like, dude, you're fucking naive. They might not have. I don't know. But to be like, to rule it out, and they're like, oh, clearly.
They might not have. I don't know.
I don't know, but I don't rule it out.
I do think you're slightly unreasonable, but I get it. It makes sense.
It does.
I think you're fine.
Dude, I mean, they got caught rigging the DNC against Sanders.
That's a little.
Again,
that's
bowed. Absolutely bowed.
I know. That's sad.
Dude, they'll do.
Watching that geezer kiss the ring.
Oh, it was horrible. That was just to protect his
you
little
see
sentence.
Old Ted kiss the ring?
Would Lion Ted do?
Lion Ted kissed the ring.
To who? Trump?
To Trump daddy.
Yeah, he must have.
And then Trump was getting on a helicopter and the press was like, what do you think about Lion Ted? And he was like, he's not Lion Ted anymore. He's beautiful Ted.
Oh,
it was like, wow,
God,
dude, what a monster.
Well, when Bernie kissed the ring, that was just to keep his little Senate seat.
Yeah.
Because they would have, the Democratic Party would have, they would have literally came up, and I think he said this somewhere. He was worried about them leaking, like starting narratives about him and just tearing him. They can, dude, if the Democratic Party wants to look into your life and use the press to obliterate and assassinate your character, they can do that. Full circle.
There's an interesting part in Making a Murderer that you would like, where they toss on some Bill Clinton scandalous behavior.
Yes, yes. Like a dog putting fresh water in the bowl, dude. I'm like, yes.
There's a way to basically speed up people's trials if they've committed. It happened after the Oklahoma City bomb.
They won't fuck Bill Clinton.
Yeah, true.
They gotta speed up their trial.
There's something. I'm gonna fuck it up entirely, but you would have got into it. It's a nice little Bill Clinton signing some fucked up anti-constitutional shit. Yeah, it was a bill that was like terrorism and something else about it. Like, you don't really deserve a fair trial. And it kind of speeds up the process.
I think it's the NDAA. Obama, like, pushed that hard, too, saying, like, I think habeas corpus, whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah.
They can just come take, they can snatch people now. If you're a journalist, the United States government can snatch you.
Yeah.
Obama pushed that through, dude.
Obama
pushed that through.
Obama drone-struck an American, dude.
Did he really?
Lest we not forget. He did. He killed an American citizen with a drone.
What?
Yeah.
Who?
Don't worry about it. Fucking Google it. You're next. You're gonna be next, dude.
I'm about to. This laptop's about to go up and fucking.
Yeah,
smoke,
they're gonna.
Dude.
We got them.
Super hacker's about to come get.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got.
So I'm about to get a Surrey.
Sorry.
I don't know. He might fucking send me confetti. Trump would send me fucking confetti.
Yeah, he might drone.
I don't know. He might send me confetti. And this one time for calling me a retard in your podcast. And get a quick.
True. He would kill us. You've trashed the Trump dog enough.
Yeah.
Why do you hate Trump?
I don't necessarily hate him.
I love Trump.
He does. He's entertaining as fuck.
Trump's a fucking dildo.
He's entertaining. He's entertaining as fuck.